Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Beamaz and Beamer.
I mean, come on. If that doesn't get you going on a Friday, I don't know what will. Beautiful day outside. Another just gorgeous day. It's a day to enjoy the outside and then come home and have the air conditioning blasting so you can be comfortable. I hate to start off on this because I know we've talked about it before. I don't understand not wanting to be comfortable. I don't. Oh, well, I'm waiting till June. I'm waiting till June to turn on the AC. Why? Are you uncomfortable now? Well, you know, I have a window open. Well, what do you have the AC for? What do you have the air conditioning for? By the way, it is Beamaz and Beamer. Brian is off today, enjoying a long weekend. You're stuck with Joe Beamer now for 52 minutes. But I never understood that. I never understood this, well, we have to wait till June or, you know, wait. No, if it's hot, it's hot. You know, some like it hot and some sweat when the heat is on. But I never understood this. No, I don't, you know. Now, I can understand in the car because of gas and how expensive gas is now, right? I mean, I can't live comfortably when it's too hot. Like, driving with the window open does not, when it's this hot, doesn't do it for me. Like, I need artificial cool air to surround me. All right? I will sacrifice other purchases. I will cut down in other places, but I need the air conditioning. I need the air conditioning. I know I sound like a spoiled millennial. I realize that's what it's coming across as. But there are just a few things. I would rather give up my cable and all my streaming packages. I'd rather give all that up than give up air conditioning. I'm not even kidding. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Obviously it is. But I can't understand, oh, you know, it's not June, so we'll just have the windows open. Yeah, but it's May, and I've been up for an hour now because it's too hot and I'm not comfortable. I can't go to bed. Like, to me, it's not worth it. Again, I'll cut something else out. We'll have to cancel HBO Max for the summer so we can have air conditioning. I don't care. I can't not have air conditioning. But that's that. Yesterday was, I shouldn't say that. You know, I always say, don't get annoyed by the text board. But someone says, time to listen to another station the idiot is on. They texted that a few days ago on Wednesday. You think you'd come up with something a little more original. Like, you used that on Wednesday. Okay, that bit is used. Now it's time for something else. Right? You can't come on. Myself, David, Tom, Brian, Susan. We can't come on here and just start doing the same thing every day. So you know what? I expect more of the texters. If you are going to text in, you need to come up with something more original. Stop texting the same old stuff. If you expect original out of us, and you might not even like the original content, but if you expect original, I expect original out of your text messages. I think that's only fair. Now, I'm the idiot. What is that from? Of course, Jim just finds a random cut of me saying I'm the idiot. Oh, well. The bill schedule came out yesterday, and a lot of hype around the bill schedule. And, you know, it's all worth it. The Bills are really good. They're the talk of the NFL. right? I mean, I think you have L.A., Cincinnati, and the Bills, right? We're talked about the most in the offseason. And it's exciting. It's exciting to look at the schedule. What games am I going to go to? Where can I travel? You know, I know a lot of people want to go to Chicago on Christmas Eve. I know that was a big one. Cincinnati was a big road trip. Thanksgiving in Detroit. I've always hated the 12:30 game. But this year, I'll love it. I'll build my whole schedule around it. I think I will still run the turkey trot. I just might not do the after show or the after party, right? I think I'll go home and watch the game. But very excited. I'm excited for football. You know, and you've got people on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board that, oh my gosh, you're talking football in, you know, let summer happen. And I understand that because you talk the schedule and then you realize, oh my gosh, we still have all this time. We have all this time before the football season. And that's true. But the schedule kind of gives you something to look forward to. Remember in the peak of COVID when the schedule came out and then our always uplifting, always positive county executive told us that just because they put a schedule out doesn't mean they're going to play the games. Remember that? It's a comment I'll never forget. But it's exciting. It's exciting to see, okay, this is what's going on. Even if you hate football, if you don't watch football, you don't watch the Bills, I think if you're from Western New York, you can appreciate that Buffalo is really nationally on the map. I mean, people are talking about Buffalo. The first game of the season, of the entire season, LA and the Bills. I mean, that has to be something. You know what I mean? That I think is really special. And again, you can not enjoy football. You can say, ugh, I hate when you talk football. But I think you can appreciate how, what's the word I'm looking for? Relevant Buffalo is right now because of the Buffalo Bills. If that makes any sense, what I'm trying to say. But why do we watch football? Why do we all gather around the TV? We look at the schedules. We do this. Why? Well, we're all looking to kind of unwind, kind of calm down, right? We all have a stressful week. We all want that thing. And unfortunately, I think it's less and less people. But most humans want time to kind of just zone out, to de-stress, to take some them time, right? Now, unfortunately, I think you have some people, and I will say political extremes, who don't have this their me time. They can never unplug from current events. They can never unplug from their biased content, either on the left or the right politically. And I think it's hurting them. I really do. I think it's hurting them. You're not having that chance to de-stress, to unplug. You know what I mean? I mean, if you can't step back for a week and not follow current events, I think you really, you're working yourself up to the point where you're completely taken away from your happiness. You know, I look at football as kind of a getaway, right? I mean, it's not a reality. It's fun to watch. I love when my teams are good. But that is kind of my getaway, my zone out. I don't need to focus on all this BS going around in the country. I can watch the Bills. I can watch the Mets. I can watch Virginia Tech, you know, the Sabres. Sabres sometimes add a little more agony. But, you know, kind of get away from that. So I want to know today, and we'll go into a few of mine. I want to know today your guilty pleasures. What do you do to kind of just get away from the constant BS of everyday life? Is it sports for you? Is it, do you like to go to a show? Maybe you're into the theater. Is it a road trip, a random road trip to nowhere? We all like that, right? I mean, now that's a little difficult with the gas prices. But a random trip to nowhere. For me, I mean, it's as easy as going to the gym and working out for an hour. Completely zoning out of reality. And I think that's so important to, you know, not let current events, to let politics consume you 24/7. I think that's really dangerous. to let that happen. And unfortunately, like I said, I think more and more people are doing that. But I want to know from you, because I know the WBEN audience, you guys have a fun side. You have a side where you can turn off the current events and you can focus on having fun, on enjoying yourselves. And I'd like to know what that is for you. For me, like I said, sports is the obvious, right? I mean, I talk about sports all the time. Sports is the obvious. But, I mean, for me, it's as simple as getting into a good movie, right? Maybe some adult beverages, a good movie, your significant other. That's always a fun time. Or just going on a walk. You know, and I think we've all done that. When we get too worked up, and that might happen to you at work. You get too worked up, you get too stressed about what's going on at work. You get up and just go for a walk. Like, I need to calm down. And if I sit here and stare at this computer screen any longer, I am going to do something that could be detrimental to my future at this company, right? I think there are people out there that have done that. You go for a nice walk. I think a lot of people with summer coming up, now this might cause more stress this year because of the inflation and the prices going up. And I will admit, it is difficult more and more to unplug completely because, you know, for me, one of the things I love to do is travel. Well, going on a vacation is supposed to be a getaway from reality for most people. It is a little difficult when you go on vacation, you still have to buy stuff. So it is difficult, I will admit, and someone's pointing this out on the text board, it is difficult to completely unplug when some of the realities are right there in your face, no matter where you travel to, right? So I understand that, and I think that's a great point. But I, again, I think it's important to do something where nothing, you know, even if it's for an hour, you just zone out, just calm down, breathe in and out. You know, I'm not a big yoga person, but do something to just zen yourself, just to zone out. I think it's so important. And with vacations, you know, summer's coming up. I know a lot of you are planning vacations to a beach, maybe going to the ocean. A lot of you going to see family, maybe in the middle America, going to visit family, going on a trip, getting the family together and doing something awesome for the summer. And again, that, you know, that's a nice calm down, zone out, spend time with people that mean the most to you. I think that's so important to do. But what is it for you? What is your zone out? What, and, you know, if you are just overstressed, so it can be something as big as planned as a vacation, or it can be something that, you know, we've all been there, right? We all live in the real world where so much stress overcomes you at one moment and you just have to do something to calm yourself down. What is that for you? So I want to know, what's the big planned event, like a vacation? And what's the, oh my gosh, the stress is overcoming me right now. I need to do something. So both ends of just calming down, zoning out, spending time on you. 803-0930, *930. Let's go to Cheektowaga and speak with John. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well, John. What do you do to zone out, to kind of unplug and, you know, de-stress?
I really like going on YouTube and watching videos of Norm MacDonald, who died a few months ago. And he's just the funniest guy. I mean, there's one I watched recently. He does a parody of Andy Rooney, who used to be on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Years and years. And he basically puts a bunch of letters on the table in front of him and says, I get about 100 letters a day. And he starts going through the letters, not reading them, but just saying where they're from. Here's one from North Dakota. And then there's a pause. Oh, and over here's one from Virginia. And what you realize after a while is he's parodying Andy Rooney, who used to do that. If you ever watched his things, he didn't care that the audience was bored out of their mind. It was just his way of saying, you know, I'm just an old cranky old, everybody knows a cranky old guy like that who thinks they're so witty. And he was past his prime. He was past his sell-by date. Norm was, or not Norm, but Norm saw that, you know, and then he had, I'll just give you one more. He had one where he parodied Charles Carrault, who used to go on the road, and his whole thing was he was folksy. You know, I met a woman, and I don't know if I can say this on here, and then at the end he'd say, and I had sex with that woman. You know, and the whole point of it was, you know, as you might have heard, Charles Garoth had a girlfriend on the other side of the country when he was doing his shows all over the country, and it came out after he passed away. And the point was, you know, he took that, Norm took that, and just exaggerated and made it as if every city Charles Garoth stopped and he had a girlfriend, you know, who wasn't his wife. You know, he did have a family back wherever he lived, probably in New York. But the point was, Norm MacDonald was a comic genius, I think. Agree with me on that, but
it's so funny because I have gone down the YouTube rabbit hole of old Norm clips for a while. I mean, I've always appreciated Norm. I don't think the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live has ever been as funny as it was than when Norm MacDonald was hosting it. It's funny because not only have I been going down Norm MacDonald rabbit holes, but Brian brought up Andy Rooney a few days ago, and I've been watching old Andy Rooney. And when Norm MacDonald did Andy, he was hilarious, and, you know, his final stand-up special on Netflix was one of the best, you know, because you have a lot of stand-up comedians now, John, who, you know, they try to be PC, and they try to not say anything overly offensive, and Norm just didn't care. He just wanted to be funny. He didn't care who he ticked off. Yeah. He wanted to be hilarious, and, you know, he was a genius in every way of comedy.
Yeah, another one you might have seen also was very good, and he's still around, of course. Pretty young still, Bill Hader. He's just,
oh yeah,
his impressions are amazing, you know, because he's probably the funniest guy out there now, you know. When he was on Saturday Night Live, he was great. Now he's doing movies, so
yep.
Thanks for having me,
John. And I agree with you, man. I think, you know, some of the best times to just let you know the stress go is find something that you find funny and just laugh. I agree. I think John in Cheektowaga opens that line for you at 803-0930 start 930. Now this one. On the text board, of course you wouldn't call this in, on the text board, and, you know, TV counts as a zone out too. What is your guilty pleasure on TV? I think this texter is, I think there's more people out there. They won't admit it, right? They won't admit it, but I think there's a lot of people with this texter. Seeing that I barely watch TV, as a 50-year-old married man with kids, I secretly watch 90 Day Fiancé. I don't dare tell anyone of my friends or family. I escape in mindless television. 90 Day Fiancé, and I guarantee there are numerous people listening to my voice now who have watched 90 Day Fiancé. They won't admit it. They won't tell anyone, but they've secretly watched it. Now, for me, it's not so much 90 Day Fiancé that is that guilty pleasure, even though I will admit I know what's going on in that show. I listen to a show that talks about it a lot, and I've obviously, you know, caught a few episodes. But for me, it's not as embarrassing, I guess, as 90 Day Fiancé. But if that's what you like, that's what you like. I mean, how many years did I watch The Bachelor and then come in the next day and have Sandy and Tony make fun of me for an hour? You know, I mean, that was my guilty pleasure. I really enjoyed watching The Bachelor for many seasons. I don't like it as much anymore. Maybe I got more of a life now. I don't know what it is. But that was my guilty pleasure for years. You know, now it's more, and this is funny, speaking of things that just kind of zone out, I find, you know, I don't own a home. I rent, right? We rent. And I'm really trying to cut the weight down, as you've heard me say. And it's funny, when I am eating healthy and don't own a home, I watch more Food Network, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives in HGTV. I don't know what it is, but I love watching Guy Fieri go restaurant to restaurant and, you know, just eat some of the most delicious looking stuff. I don't know why. I can watch that for hours. I mean, talk about mindless TV, and no offense to Guy. I think he does a great show, but that is just absolutely mindless TV, but I love it. Fridays, I'll probably go home and watch 3 episodes this afternoon because they do the marathon on Fridays. But, you know, as much as someone will make fun of that, I remember when I was a kid, a parent of a friend of mine told me I watched too much TV. And, you know, if I keep on doing that, I'll turn out to be very lazy and underproductive. Well, the funny thing is, I do think, you know, maybe not TV, but something like that, that does help you, you know, kind of just escape for a while. I don't think there's anything unhealthy about that. You know, we told you watch TV all day, it will rot your brain. Yeah, maybe if you watch it all day. But I think taking some time at night and watching an hour or two of TV, I think that could be really good for you. Unless you're watching something that'll get you all, you know, worked up and stressed out. I think that's good to watch mindless television. You know, and I always say that, you know, television that doesn't have an opinion or doesn't try to sneak in their opinion one way or another, just mindless TV that really has nothing to do with current events. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, people say, oh, you don't watch enough news. You don't pay attention. Well, I mean, you can't tell me that. I work at a news radio station. But, you know, I think some of those other shows, like binge watching Seinfeld, you know, watching The Office, which I haven't gotten into. But watching something like that, that just you can laugh and just it's mindless. I think it's really important to, even if it's not TV, do something like that, right? And kind of just escape. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know that from you. I'm going to throw you another question when we come back. It's BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, yes it is. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a... Did I sound like a FM radio guy there for a second? Happy Friday, everybody. Waking you up in the morning. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Hope you have a good weekend planned and whatever it is you're doing. Hopefully you were able to enjoy the nice weather this week. And, you know, whatever your plans are this weekend, I will always say this. Be responsible. Be smart. Have fun. Live it up. But be smart, right? We want to see you back here on Monday. We're talking about guilty pleasures and, you know, what you do when you're looking to zone out, to de-stress, to really just have time for yourself. And, you know, too many people out there take this offensively, and it's not supposed to be, but there are times, right? There are times you do need literally you time, right? I mean, there are times where I just need to be alone. Right? Does anyone feel that way? You just need to be in your car and drive somewhere. For me, it's you know, and I'm glad it's getting back to being that again because believe me, I did not go to the gym for a while. But you know, just a nice workout or just and you have people that will be just so offended. Like, I just need to be alone for 30 minutes. Right? I just need to zone out, have literally nothing on my mind for 30 minutes, and I'll be fine. Right, and sometimes that's mindlessly watching TV. We have another person that texted in saying they also watch 90 Days and all the 90-day related shows. But I think it's just it's important, right? And I think going into summer, just make sure you're enjoying yourself. I always say this, right? You know, I have the stuff I take seriously in life. You've heard me talk about the things I take seriously in life. But I make sure that I have that time. You know, it could be a trip, it could be a Mets game, it could be whatever. But I make sure I take that time to just unwind because I know me. And if I don't zone out when I need to or focus or just mindlessly watch TV, I can be a real SOB to be around. You know, I mean, if I don't take that time for myself, if I don't unplug from current events, the slightest thing, and you've all been there, right? We've all been there. We're human. The slightest thing will set me off, right? And it whoever that was that brought up the slightest thing that shouldn't have been controversial, you know, it they got me at a bad time. You ever tell someone that you got me at a bad time? We've all been there. Talk about getting you at a bad time. It's Friday the 13th, and before I got out of here, I did want to ask for your horror stories, and specifically the horror stories I'm looking for. Friday the 13th. This isn't really Friday the 13th related. It is scary, though. The worst purchase you ever made that still bugs you to this day. What is that brutal purchase that it didn't take you long after making this purchase? You realized, oh, I should never have done that. That one's going to hurt. I've talked about my worst purchase, and I think anyone who owned one of these would agree. My worst purchase to this day, now I'm only 33, so there's a lot of time to make another bad purchase. The worst purchase I ever made was that PT Cruiser I drove in the 2010s. PT Cruiser, was it 08 PT Cruiser or 06? I don't know. It was the worst purchase I ever made. I mean, that car barely got to 80,000 miles. I'm not going to say I took great care of it, but I didn't take awful care of it. I mean, I had that car. That car wasn't even paid off by the time it broke down. And it just had problem after problem after problem. And it was one of those things, I just thought, I always liked seeing the PT Cruiser drive by. I was like, oh, that's a cool looking car. I think I want to get me one of those. So I go, and I do owe my dad this, against my dad telling me you should probably get something else. So my dad should get the shout out. He did advise me against this purchase. I still made the purchase, though. And it was just one thing after another. And for the last year of that car, you couldn't sit idle for more than a minute. That thing didn't start just overheating. It was just, talk about throwing money down the drain. I mean, I would have been better. I would have been better with just a cheap bike from Walmart than I was with that PT Cruiser. It was awful because, you know, I was still in college when I got it. So, you know, I'm not making as much money. I'm paying now this car. But it seemed every month I owned that car, I was taking it to the shop. Something was going wrong on it, right? Something died on it. It was just an awful car. It really was. Now, I know it was a collector's item. I know a lot of people enjoy that car. It was the worst car. I can't imagine. Now that I'm older, I cannot imagine ever purchasing or ever driving a worse car. I love my car now. Like, I loved my 98 Altima, and I love my 2013 Civic. If the car I have now could drive till the end of time, I would never trade it in. I love the car I have now. It was one of the best purchases I made. And I will always say that. The car I have now was an amazing purchase. But the PT Cruiser, awful purchase. And I can't imagine. I mean, that's a car. Again, I had to take that loan and tie it into my Civic loan when I bought the Civic because the PT Cruiser still had a year left. And that's just a car. I can't imagine those out there. I can't imagine those other that have that their worst purchase has been a house they bought. Because I think of how much, you know, how much goes into that to then try to sell it back. You know, you purchase a house, and I'm sure if I do this show in 3 years, now according to this one texter, I won't because you're not cut out for radio. It's time for a career choice. But if I do this show in 3 years, I guarantee there will be people who call in. And we did a show like this filling in for David a few weeks ago. There will be people calling in saying their worst purchase was a house they bought this year because of the not looking for, not having the inspection and just houses going way over market price. Is that what you call it? Asking price. Sorry. But I guarantee there'll be people who will say that was the worst purchase I made. That home I bought was the worst purchase. I'll never not get the inspection again. And I know what it feels like to this day, knowing the money, the thousands of dollars I wasted on a crap PT Cruiser that I drove around for, I think I had that car for 4 years, maybe only three. Like I said, the loan was still being paid when I traded it in. They had to tie it into my Civic loan. You ever have that where a car didn't even last its loan and you had to tie it into a new car? Someone says on the Volkswagen Virtual Part text board, PT was a bad choice. Consumer Report dislikes it. Yeah, I should have. You know, when you're in your 20s, especially your early 20s, college kid, you have your mind set on something, and That's all, right? Your mind is set on that one thing, and it doesn't matter who tells you what. Your parents tell you something. You know, Consumer Report tells you something. You're in that age where I'm right. This is what I want, right? That you're like a brat, a millennial spoiled brat stage. This is what I want, and I'm going to have it. You know, and like I said, I wish I would have listened to my dad. I wish I would have read that Consumer Reports report, because 10 years later, that car still haunts me. 10 years later, I think of breaking down on the thruway, breaking down on Sheridan. I mean, numerous times breaking down in that car. Oh, just an awful, awful purchase. Someone says, good morning. It wasn't a purchase, but I've been a dumpster diver and curb crawler most of my life. Let me tell you, I've had a barn full of, quote, bad purchases. And that always amazes me, too. And we did a show on this of people, what they have found, you know, dumpster diving and all that. And it is funny. I mean, stuff that you think is an awful purchase, stuff you think you'll never, you know, get the worth out of. It is always true that someone's trash is another person's or another man's treasure, right? That's the saying, and I think that's true. I mean, a good example of that, yard sales, which I saw the first yard sale sign of 2022 today. Driving into work, someone had their sign on the corner of their street driving down Maple. So yard sale season's here, and I'll tell you this, if you don't like the flea market, well, you're not going to like yard sales, but if you love the flea market, you're going to love a good yard sale. You know, the problem is you got to get there early. And I'm lucky. I work a morning job. So I'm out before a lot of you are out of work. So yard sale season, I can get in my car. I can go, because some of these yard sales open at noon on Friday. And I can get myself to this yard sale before any of you have seen anything, right? And you know me, I'm looking at vinyls. I'm looking at VHSs now that we have that old VCR I bought at Goodwill. I'm looking for sports memorabilia. I'm going all over this place. I love a good yard sale. When we lived in Hornell, our neighbors every year would have this, I mean, just gigantic yard sale. It would be, I think, 3 days long. And anything you could think of was on a table at this yard sale. And I think that's where I got this appreciation. Again, if I had known that the Goodwill was like a yard sale, I would have been going there a lot sooner than when Bill in Williamsville called and said, Joe, you got to check out the Goodwill. I'm so glad he did. It's like a regular stop for me now. I hit up the Goodwill, the Salvation Army. I got to get to AmVets. That's the one I haven't gone to yet. But now with yard sales here, you got to check those out too. People love a good estate sale, right? People always are scanning the paper for an estate sale. I tell Randy, he does all the community billboards on Sunday. He's got to get the estate sales and the yard sales on that community billboard. That's what people are looking for. You know, in the summer, and you don't think of it growing up, but you get to an age where you're living on your own or you're married, you fall right into that trap of looking for a good yard sale, looking for an estate sale, looking on Facebook Marketplace. It amazes me how popular all this stuff is. But I was really excited. You know, I love summer. I love summer. I love baseball. I love summer. I love being outside. You know, unfortunately, I burn very easily, so I need to watch it when I'm outside. But I love summer, and any sign of summer, it's just like right around Christmas. Any sign of Christmas will get me very excited. Any sign of summer will get me very excited. And Friday the 13th, you know, I get in my car. My check engine emission light came on. Thankfully, I found out that was just because I didn't fully do my gas cap. Did that, light came off. You know, so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen today? It's going to be a day of horror. What's the first thing I see? I pull on the main onto Maple, a yard sale sign. I'm like, oh, that's right. Summer's here. It's warm. I'm wearing shorts. I found a pair of shorts that actually fit me. I'm very excited. Very, very excited for summer, and I hope you are too. You know, again, it has been just, I'm trying to keep this as a positive show, but you know, we're in the final 5 minutes. Let's be honest. It's been a rough few months, right? I mean, we talked about this on Wednesday. We're paying so much more at the pump. We're paying so much more at the grocery store. Someone laughed when I said, what are you doing for your summer wardrobe this year? Someone laughed and said, I can't afford that, Joe. Not with the way prices have gone up. I think it's important. You know, the point of this show was, with all the negative that's been thrown at us, and believe me, you know, I was so excited when I saw that yard sale sign. I was immediately ticked off when I saw the gas price sign, right? I mean, so it's been a negative few months, okay? I get it. You get it. We all get it. And it can be very stressful. And it's something that, you know, you find difficult to unplug from. It's something you find difficult to get away from because it is affecting you at literally every turn, at every corner, right? Even on vacation. So I understand that. And I'm not, you know, blind to it. You don't think I go home and listen to talk and read stuff on social media and read stuff that agrees with my opinion and read stuff that disagrees with my opinion and watch stuff about current events? Of course I do. That's most of my time. So I understand it. But I do think it's just, with as stressful as things have been in the toxic temperature of the country right now, I think it is very important that this summer you don't get too caught up in current events. Am I saying don't follow it? Of course not. Don't get too caught up. I think it's important to define, to realize what those things are that calm you down, what those things are that you can stress out and have time for yourself, and to really unplug for a day or two at a time or a week at a time. I think going into the summer, it'll be because guys, guess what? It's an election. It's a midterm election year, right? November's going to be the lead up to November. Obviously, it's going to heat back up. I think this summer, we would all be smart to take some time for ourselves, to take some time to unplug, enjoy a good vacation, enjoy a good yard sale, enjoy a Bison's game. Maybe you're like me, you're going to go down to New York and see a few Mets games. And, you know, have a little fun. You know, maybe plan a Bills road trip. Or if it's just having fun at work, you know, find a way to take, you know, 10 minutes out and go for that walk to calm down. I think it's very important. That's why I did this show today. Because it is very toxic right now. And it is very difficult to escape from reality. More so than in the past. Right? I get that. I'm not dumb. You know, I'm not an idiot. I get it. It can be very stressful. It can be very easy to fall into the trap of just 24/7, constant. I think it's very, very important this summer. Obviously, stay in touch. Follow the news. Follow what's going on. It'll be difficult not to follow what's going on because inflation hits us at every corner. But take some time for yourself. Unplug from the news for a day or two. I think it'll be doing you a favor. And again, it'll calm you down for what's obviously going to be a very hectic few months leading up to the midterm elections. I want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy time with those that mean the most to you. And, you know, whatever it is you do, do it. Unplug for a few hours. Hopefully you won't unplug Sunday 10 to noon because that is hardline. And that's hardly a time that I would want you to unplug. So find another time to unplug and join me Sunday, 10 a.m. for Hardline. Guys, always a pleasure talking with you. Brian will be back here with me on Monday. David Bellavia has 4 entertaining hours ready for you to go. Don't miss that. I'll see you Sunday at 10 o'clock here on WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.